In 2007, the deaths of motorists along the Adirondack Northway motivated authorities to expedite plans to erect cell towers along I-87 without compromising Adirondack Park regulations. New York Senator Betty Little has been working for years to have wireless communications available along the highway corridor. On Thursday, she joined with AT&T and other officials in Scroon Lake for the activation of a new tower. Little calls it an important step for public safety.
It's pretty remote sometimes when you're on the Northway, and we need to have cell coverage. And I know that we had the call boxes in the wintertime, but walking along the Northway in the wintertime to get to a call box could be pretty dangerous, too.
The other safety issue is that the state police, when they have good cell coverage, they can use their laptop computers and they're able to connect right with all the computer files. And if they stop someone, they have a handle on who they're stopping. And they said that in the North Country, they have probably the poorest communication in the state. So we are definitely seeing an improvement.
Essex County Director of Emergency Services Don Jaquist says each addition of a cellular tower helps regional emergency responders.
Well, anybody that travels the interstate I-87 can notice a marked difference in the coverage now. That's a transportation corridor, and unfortunately, when you have transportation corridors, you have accidents, you have people that break down. And in the climate that we're in the winter in particular, it can become very dangerous if you can't get a hold of anybody or you need immediate assistance. So it is critical to have these towers up.
AT&T installed the latest tower in Scroon Lake, servicing the area between exits 26 and 28. AT&T Upstate New York spokesperson Ellen Webner says they are pleased with the new site and the progress that has been made along I-87.
Generally speaking, in the industry, providing coverage in a rural or mountainous area can provide some challenges in accessibility for equipment and also manpower. But over recent years, in AT&T's experience working with the Adirondack Park Association and officials like Senator Little, they really speeded up the process. So finding the right area for a cell site to meet our coverage requirements has gotten a lot easier.
AAA Northway launched a petition in late May 2007 asking that cell towers be placed along the Adirondack Northway. Public Affairs Manager Eric Stigberg says they too are pleased with the progress that has been made.
It's great to see the cell companies along with the park agency and the state working together to make this happen. And it appears over the last year or so, things have become even easier and they've made it even a little bit less cumbersome and expensive for the companies to put these towers up. So we certainly have seen the progress intensify over the last year, which is great for the safety of everyone in that area.
The only cellular dead zone that remains along the Adirondack Northway is a 13-mile gap between exits 30 and 31 from Keene Valley to Elizabethtown. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.